Lenka from Oroville Radio. Here's Marco, the creator of this festival.
Yes, I'm here.
So what do you think about this crowd? What's happening here?
Well, it's great. A lot of Orovillians, not only, a lot of people from the villages came, and they participate to this opening, enjoying, and understanding that there is a lot of things to see, a lot of things to enjoy. So it's great. I'm very excited about it.
I think we all are. Thank you.
And but I have to thank Stichting Desire that this organization give us the budget to realize all that. So thank you very much, Stichting Desire.
Okay. Mauna, what do you think about all this?
I find it great. I'm so happy that this real Oroville energy is for once here again, and we're all together seeing very nice and creative little things from our students and schools and kids in the village. I'm really grateful for it.
Thank you, Mauna.
Yeah, like that.
Speak English.
Malanka Oroville Radio. Here's Adil.
Hi.
What do you think of all this?
This is the first time I'm seeing this place used so beautifully. Should have more parties here. And a big screen, that size.
I agree with you. Now, what is it I hear you've made some of the prizes?
Yeah, we were commissioned to make the the Oroville version of the Academy Awards Oscar. And in a week, there was no time to do sculpture. So what you see is, there was a little treasure boxes that I make, which hold a little treasure. So
great.
Check them out.
Thanks, Adil.
Thank you.
Here's Christoph, one of our filmmakers. Christoph, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's the opening of the film festival. Some people gathered.
Are you excited?
Yeah. It's nice to share this moment. Yeah, first Oroville Film Festival ever.
Thanks, Christoph.
You're welcome.
I'm trying to get the attention of Krishna, who's figuring very largely in this festival. Hi, Krishna.
Hi, Marika.
Can you say something?
If you ask me a question, I'll answer it. How's that?
What do you think about this crowd here today?
Amazing, no? I didn't expect such a big crowd, though there's so many people who'd made films. Somehow seeing the people here is really amazing. What do you think about it?
Me, I'm delighted to see Oroville come out like this. I think this is a big thing for us, and the fact that it's going to be biennial, really great.
Good, no? Yeah. Real celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for all your participation and your creativity.
I know, it's my pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Marlenka for Oroville Radio. Here's Sashi, who figures largely in this festival.
Thank you. What would you like me to say?
I was wondering what you think about how this is going, the opening and all this crowd. How many people do you think there are? What do you feel?
I think it's fantastic. Someone commented when we were putting up all the decorations, Oroville is starting to feel like a city. I think it was Paula who said that, which kind of encompasses what is happening here. You know, all this energy and all these people coming together to make this happen, I think is fabulous. And I'm glad to be part of it.
We're glad you're part of it, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Ashwin, here's Ashwin.
Hey,
say,
Marlenka.
Ashwin, I understand you've got a film in this festival.
Yeah, I made a one-shot film with my schoolmates and other people, including Talalok. It was kind of an unexpected film, but I told out the title already.
Are you going to tell us, give us a little hint what it's about?
Well, the hint on the movie is already unexpected. I can't say more with a one-shot film, which is less than 1 minute.
Is this the first time you've tried such a work?
Yeah, this is actually the first time I've done this work, which was so amazing that I just stepped in with no clue of what to do. And now I know quite a lot about filming. It's quite amazing that one can just learn so quickly about filming, and had a great experience.
That sounds good. Now, Ashwin, are you going to continue in this line?
I am not sure if I'll continue or not, but because I am, well, I'm definitely going to be filming, but not commercial films or anything like that, but just film for fun.
Great. Thanks a lot, Ashwin.
Welcome.
Yeah. Here's Jonas. Tell us what's happening, Jonas.
Not
I understand
much.
You made a poster.
Oh, yeah, the poster. We're looking forward to seeing the openings animation as well. That's about what? That's our anticipation. Where is it showing, actually? I don't know. Is it going to be here? Ah.
But you made that wonderful tube light display on the road, didn't you?
Yeah. That was us. We had fun doing that. Up one day, gone the next.
Sweet and short.
That's right.
Hot, sweet, and short.
Let's see what it comes out like. We've got a nice soundtrack to it, so it should be fun to listen to. And
thanks, Jonas.
Thank you.
Here's Miral, who knows a lot about making wonderful films. I remember seeing one of your films.
Yeah, that was must be already. It's 2009 now. That's 7 years back already when I made that animation film. So I submitted a small little film for this 2009 film festival. It's just one minute and 6 seconds, and it's called Upwards. So that's a little contribution, and definitely for the next time I aim to make a bit more of a long movie and something else, maybe an animation as well. I also have some other footage which I haven't submitted, which I plan to do animation. So we will try and get that into the next festivals.
So great. You mainly do animation, right?
I enjoy both, really, but most of my work has been animation, yeah.
Thanks, Miral.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Here's Susie sitting behind the table with these...
The souvenirs.
The souvenir posters. Susie, what do you think of all this?
I think it's like a film and not like real life. That's what I think, to have everybody taking pictures of people making pictures. That's what I have to say.
But I'm sort of amazed at the turnout we've got here.
No, I'm not surprised, because a lot of people were involved in the process of it, so that draws more people.
Thank you, Susie. So we have here Monsieur
Gérard Perrier. I am a reporter and a documentarist for France Television, National TV. So we came to make a documentary film about Auroville. So it's, you know, it's a chance to I'm proud, you know, to have been chosen to be judge on that festival.
We're very happy to have you here, and we're excited about this. It's the first time we've done this, and you're seeing Auroville coming to life here, coming out in a way that's very festive and unusual.
Yeah, I think so. But you know, we're just arriving. We just landed this morning. We came this morning, so we're just discovering this community. It's very interesting. Today was very, very interesting, but we still watching around and trying to fix how we will film our sequences, you know, to find our personage, you know, we're just looking around right now. So maybe I could talk longer, 2-3 days later, you know.
Another time, I'll another ask time. You to come to the radio. Et bonne chance et merci.
Merci beaucoup.
Here's Mr. Srinivas Murthy in the midst of this crowd. What do you think about this wonderful crowd of Auroviliens and friends?
It really looks enthusiastic, and I'm quite curious to see the films that are going to be screened. There is a festive spirit that I can say, and I'm happy to see all people gathering. Lovely atmosphere.
It is indeed. Thank you.
Thank you.